Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride.
So not only are we playing a Christmas song in August, we're playing the probably the worst version of Jingle Bells that is available. Apparently it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas in August. It might be 140 days before the festive season, but on the fourth floor of Selfridges, on London's Oxford Street, there are fake fir trees decked out with fairy lights and £50 a pop baubles. 50 quid a go. I think they might only be for Stephen's house, that one. Last month, a Father Christmas opened the store and its annual festive shop, making it the first department store in the world to open a dedicated Christmas department in July. Although apparently we've been told, this programme has been told, that there are certain places in Northern Ireland where you can buy your Christmas stuff. Now, on the line, commentators Emma Wolfe and Heidi McAlpin. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Morning.
Happy Christmas to you. Heidi, is it too early?
Oh, is it too early? Of course it's too early. Why does this happen every year? I seem to recall we had this conversation this time last year.
Don't say that. You'll make it sound like we do things in a loop on this programme.
Well, it sort of seems like it's Groundhog Day, which will probably be coming earlier this year too. No, it's Christmas creep, and it's symptomatic of our consumer culture, I'm afraid. And is any wonder people are, going to these sharks looking for payday loans and what have you, huge interest payback.
You old grump.
There's the pressure on them to be purchasing stuff.
Where's the pressure? Where is the pressure, Heidi McAlpin?
Well, it's the media pressure. It's the advertising pressure. It's the window shopping pressure. It's going into a big department store and seeing shiny, glittery baubles. You're like a magpie and you got to have them. And then the kids are in the shops with you and they're, Mummy, right. I want this, I want that.
So because you...
We Tarquin and Cressida must get what they want.
Because you want something and you feel a desire to buy something, then we have to help you curtail your spending by not letting you see the shiny things. Keep them from you because you can't help yourself.
Yes. Not as well as the fact that, of course, in religious terms, the whole reason behind Christmas is completely obliterated because you're not thinking about the story in the middle of July or the middle of August. You should be thinking about it on the 1st of December until the 26th of December.
Emma Wolfe?
I don't think there's anything wrong with getting organised a little bit early. I mean, it makes sense. I've got about five siblings and countless nieces and nephews and in-laws and all of that. And I don't think there's anything wrong with buying the occasional present in spring or summer and putting it away ready for the madness that is Christmas.
You put it away and you can't find it, or you've forgotten where you've put it, or you've forgotten where you bought it in the first place, you end up buying twice.
I have lost bags full of Christmas presents, I admit. But listen, I'm not a mad woman who kind of eats, mince pies in July. But I do think if you see a great present, I saw a jumper from my dad the other day. If I'd waited and bought that in December, that would be probably twice the price. Probably won't find anything. Plus, I'll be in a mad panic in December. I think it makes perfect sense to buy throughout the year.
Does it not focus too much, once again, Emma, as Heidi has suggested, on the commercial aspect of it? Whether you're religious
Welcome
or not.
Welcome to the 21st century.
Yeah, but to be bombarded by these things, especially if you're a parent and there are toys out there that your kids will want, they won't care the fact that it's August, they will want them.
And that
necessity to spend money.
Sorry, where are these Christmas departments? They're in shops. That's what shops do. Shops sell us stuff. If you're in a shop, you're either looking at stuff or buying stuff or whatever. If your children want the toy, then tell them, yes, they can have it and put it away for Christmas, or they put it on their Christmas list. But, shops are temples of consumerism anyway. That's exactly what it is. I think it just makes sense to get started early.
Heidi?
Otherwise,
well, you're right.
By Christmas.
Shops do what they do because it's a very cynical ploy to get your money early. And a lot of people are bedazzled by the notion of Christmas and they're happy to embrace it in August. But it would be great if PeoplePower gave them a big sign, a big glittery sign saying no to Christmas until at least, all right, I'll let Halloween go, and then it can start to creep in on us. It's just the very thought of having, half of October, all of November, and all of December being about Christmas. Like basically a quarter of the year is about Christmas.
And well, the weather we're having at the moment, it feels like Christmas anyway.
Sorry, what was that?
I was just saying the weather that we're having at the moment, it feels like Christmas anyway.
It's been quite nice here.
We're going to have weather over here.
Yes, in fact, Heidi McAlpin...
It feels like it's December.
Heidi, what were you doing last night?
Oh, yes. Well, I slept in the tent in the back garden.
Yes. See.
Yeah, that's how warm it is over here, Emma.
we have the central heating on last night, and it's August.
Well,
now, this is another issue, because I was listening to Radio 2 yesterday, and all they could talk about was the cold weather. And I thought, well, you're a national broadcaster. Why are you not reflecting the fact that there are people in the United Kingdom that are not experiencing cold weather?
But I know, but sure, we're talking about Christmas in August. I don't think we can really argue with them, Heidi.
Well, we can argue.
No, but some turkey and some mince pies last night would have been very welcome.
No, I don't think so. Heidi, what do you say to what Emma was commenting on there, in terms of if you're in a shop, if you're there to purchase, why would they not be trying their hardest to get you to spend your money?
No, I mean, I agree. I don't blame the shop, because the shop's being cynical. I just wish...
They're not being cynical. They're trying to make money.
And say, no, don't sell me this Christmas stuff. I'm not going to be purchasing it, and you're going to waste your shelf space displaying it, because you'll not sell it. Unfortunately, people out there, they're enamoured of it and they will buy it, and it breaks my heart.
Heidi, it's actually quite lovely. I know this is ridiculous.
No, not in July and August.
It is lovely. I went into the Selfridges, the fourth floor, at the weekend, and it was absolutely magical. I didn't buy any tinsel and I didn't buy any baubles for 50 quid, but it was really lovely. It was like a Christmas wonderland.
No, can't. Oh, please, heavens, spare me from the Christmas creep. Poor Santa's up at the North Pole. Even he's probably thinking it's a bit too soon.
Okay, Heidi McAlpin and Emma Wolf. Heidi, before you go, why? I take it this was a summer type thing you were doing, camping in the back garden?
Camping in the back garden.
Is that not horrendous? I remember. I have vague memories of camping years ago when it was horrible.
I woke up, it's this new teepee tent, you can get it in
a what?
Supermarket, so it wasn't there.
A tent?
It wasn't there, because the pole starts collapsing halfway through the night. You've got canvas in your face thinking, who's that attacking me? And then there was globules of water all over it, and where that came from, because it wasn't raining, and the zip was banjack. So I found my receipt, and I'm going to be reverse shopping that tent today.
So you'll not be using it again?
I won't be using it again, but camping out the back garden is quite good. If you've got an inflatable mattress, you do need your air mattress.
I take it this is because you have kids.
Oh yeah, I wasn't doing it to avoid the family. That is quite a good point. You know, it'd be a nice little woman cave, just to go out there, inflate your mattress and read your book under torchlight.
I couldn't think of anything worse than camping.
It's not actual camping, because you've got
the
your
worst thing in the world.
No, but it's whether you're camping in your backyard or you are camping, in some forest. I was talking to a girl at the weekend, a cousin of mine who I think is maybe 13 or 14, and had been at this huge big camping festival somewhere in Northern Ireland. Mm-hmm. And it just sounds like the most horrific thing ever. Mainly because, for me anyway, when it comes to camping, you've got to go and use portaloos if you're lucky. Or these, in these campsites, they maybe have concrete blocks where you go in and do whatever and have your shower. Otherwise, you're in the ditch.
Yeah, that's your ablution block. I mean, I've been there, done that at those camping festivals, but you have to take a wee drink of orange juice to help yourself through those tough, grim times. Hasn't experienced
a wee what?
That.
A drink of orange juice?
Oh, no, a wee drink of orange juice. We do a sherbet dip. No, you know what I'm saying.
No, I don't.
It's morning time. But that's the thing. You don't need to do that, unless I bought...
I'm totally confused as to what Heidi means. I don't want you to be graphic at this time of the morning, but I don't understand.
All right, then, half a bottle of vodka. Do you want me just to say it straight?
No, I did not, but now I understand.
You're
trying to help your way through it.
But Heidi, if I were you, I would have got up in the middle of the night to go to the toilet, gone into the house and just thought, I'll go into my bedroom.
And left the kids.
I couldn't leave the kids because sometimes there's a fox would appear, so I couldn't sleep easy.
Oh dear.
You set up a portaloo outside.
Well, that's what, if the shops did that, you could completely reenact and recreate the festival camping scene. Wouldn't that be funny if they sold portaloos in your backyard?
Enough of this nonsense. Heidi McAlpin, thank you very much. And Emma Wolf, thank you as well.